because the parish cut his salary, the devout catechist took a job of delivering pizzas to make ends meet. On his first day on the job, he was walking past a big construction site when he heard the workers using the foulest language he would never heard. He stopped and asked the man closest to him, "Do you know Jesus Christ?" The worker bellowed to his colleagues, "Hey, does anybody know Jesus Christ?" After a pause, he added, "His pizza is here." The Gospel of Mark contains three passion, death, and resurrection predictions. These are found in chapter 8, in chapter 9, and chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel. Jesus spoke about being invited. After each of these predictions, there was a misunderstanding on the part of the disciples. After the first prediction, Peter is the one who misunderstands. He protests Jesus going to his cross. Jesus corrects this misunderstanding by insisting that the cross is the only way. After the second, it is all 12 who misunderstand. They discuss among themselves who is the greatest. Again, Jesus has to correct the misunderstanding by pointing out to them the least is the greatest. After the third prediction, it might seem at first glance that James and John misunderstand when they ask for places of honor. But along with them, the other 10 also misunderstand because of their indignation with the brothers. The indignation indicates that the 10 were thinking in the same way as James and John. Jesus, however, is not indignant and again sets about correcting their misunderstanding. He does this by explicating his way of life and the way of life that he will expect those who follow him to live. The first reading speaks of the prophecy of Isaiah. The suffering of the servant is a definite part of God's incomprehensible and unfathomable plan. It is he who will show through his life what true love and service really mean. Appointed by God, he will use his power not to condemn, but to save. He will bring to completion of the plan of God to save all peoples for all time. This is the theme that Jesus takes up in his instruction to his disciples. His task in the world, like that of the suffering servant whom Isaiah had prophesied about, was to become ransom for all. This he would do by not being served, but by serving. If the disciples wanted to follow him as fully as they ought to, they had to realize that, in his view, authority meant service. They had to realize that wanting to be first meant willingness to be last. They had to realize that being master and lord meant being slave and servant of all. Jesus showed them how this was done through his willingness to embrace the cross, even if it meant scandal to those who did not believe and foolishness to others. He was willing to embrace the cross even if it meant the end of his days, the end of his life. He was willing to embrace the cross even if it meant that he would be abandoned by all, abandoned even by his God and Father. The second reading from Hebrews expresses that we as believers need have no fear. We have before us a model that we can imitate. This model is not merely a heavenly model, but rather he is a model who has been in every way like us, even to the point of being tested as we are. He did not show us the way from on high, but by becoming human so that he could inspire, encourage, invite, and challenge us. Thus, he is able to understand us in all our weakness and in our striving for position and honor and power. We often experience feelings of jealousy, envy, resentment, and antipathy or hostility towards those who have more than we or who are in a better position than we are. We keep craving for things that we mistakenly believe will satisfy. But Jesus shows us in the gospel text of today what it means to be a true disciple. He challenges us to give up our acquisitiveness and take on instead the attitude of detachment. He has shown through his life, his mission, and his death that this detachment is possible. The way to do this is in knowing that even if we fall or fail, we can lift ourselves up because of his graciousness to us all. The way to do this is to believe that with his help, we can be true disciples. So on this Sunday, let us reflect upon the disordered desires of these apostles. Reflect also upon Jesus' gentle correction of them. As we look into our own soul and seek to discover the disordered desires and tendencies that Jesus wants to reorder within us, do not be afraid to face the gentle and freeing truths that our Lord wants to speak to us. Listen to him, be open, and wisely accept what he says to us so that we will be free and will experience the joys that await us.